Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
On Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett, folks from Chief Executive Group, ringing that closing bell, and we are brought to you by Withum Smith & Brown, CPAs, audit, tax, and advisory services to help your business be in a position of strength. Experience the Withum way by visiting Withum.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 77 points, a drop of 0.4%. Stocks retreating from records. At the worst level of the session, the Dow had been down as many as 118 points. A tumble in the price of crude oil, sinking energy shares. Today, West Texas Intermediate now at $43.07 a barrel, down $1.12. That is a drop of 2.5%. Brent crude lower today by 2.2%, $44.68 a barrel. Gold down $9.40 the ounce to $13.13, a drop of 0.7%. Verizon Communications buying Yahoo's web assets for $4.83 billion, ending the company's two-decade run as an independent business. Colin Gillis is senior tech analyst at BGC Partners. He was our guest this afternoon right here on Taking Stock.
Well, you know, it's out with a whimper, and it will become folded into Verizon. They suggested that the transaction will close in the beginning of next year, and we'll see what happens to the brand name itself, but Verizon is interested in the piping, the ad technology that powers Yahoo as they seek to get more into advertising, expand some of their video offerings, become more than just a carrier that competes on data and pricing.
And Yahoo shares down 2.7%, Verizon down 0.4%. Sprint surging today, up 27.8%. as it had its sixth straight quarter of subscriber gains. S&P down 6 to 2168, a drop of 0.3%. The Dow down 78, a drop there of 0.4%. 4:02 on Wall Street. Now let's take a look at other news from around the world on Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Matt Miller. The FBI is now investigating the leak of those emails from the Democratic National Committee. The leak led to the resignation of National Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Emails showed that the committee members favored Hillary Clinton and tried to undermine Bernie Sanders. A cybersecurity firm that looked into the breach found traces of hacking groups with ties to the Russian government. The Democratic National Convention kicks off tonight in Philadelphia. Bloomberg Washington Bureau Chief Megan Murphy says the news that DNC Chair Wasserman Schultz is resigning could loom large.
It does seem like something that wouldn't seem like it's of wider interest, but to have the chair of the party's committee resign on the eve of the convention is drama like we haven't seen at one of these conventions in many years. It looks like the Democrats are going to rival the Republicans for a convention, actually, that's full of news.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake will gavel in the full convention in place of the outgoing Wasserman Schultz. Meanwhile, a new poll indicates Donald Trump got a post-convention bounce. The CNN ORC national survey has Trump leading Hillary Clinton 44% to 39%. And Bill Bratton says he will not remain commissioner of the New York City Police Department past 2017. In an interview with the New York Times, Bratton also left open the possibility that he could leave sooner. Bratton is in his second stint as New York commissioner. He led the department in the 90s and began serving as Mayor Bill de Blasio's police commissioner in 2014. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by over 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Matt Miller. This is Bloomberg. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping, the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all moving lower in this Monday session. S&P 500 index down 6 to 2168, a drop there of 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Move around. Motion creates emotion.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
You move like they do. I've never seen anyone move that fast.
Shake.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
The company's called Movers and Shakers. They cost a little more, but that name cracked me up.
Bloomberg Taking Stock, Movers and Shakers, with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
So we have modest declines across the board in the major market indexes on this Monday. We had 208 gainers, 289 losers, 8 stocks closing unchanged in the S&P 500. Joe Cioli is back, Bloomberg Stocks Reporter, to kick off Movers and Shakers.
First up, we have Roper Technologies. This is the Sarasota, Florida-based manufacturer of industrial equipment. They had quarterly earnings that fell short of analyst estimates, and is actually its worst miss ever. And it's kind of out of the ordinary for this company. It's just the second time in the last 11 periods they've missed analyst estimates. So something being negatively digested by investors. Stock is down 6.3%.
I'm going to tell you about the shares of Sprint, up more than 27.5%. Yes, 27.5% gain for Sprint. $5.90 shares of Sprint. They reversed all of last week's slide, mainly because of the quarterly earnings release. It completely took Wall Street by surprise. There was a key number, 173,000. That was how many net postpaid phone subscribers. This is the most profitable type of customer. This is the customer that all cell phone operators are looking for. Sprint added 173,000 of them during the quarter, and that surprised Wall Street as well as investors. Shares up more than 27.5%.
Ooh, that's a nice move. Well, you know, but the retailers aren't doing too poorly today. The S&P 1500 Apparel Retail Index hitting its highest intraday since April 27 versus the S&P 1500 Composite Index, 500 Composite Index down as much as 0.6%. What is going on? For one, Urban Outfitters, they had their price target increased at Deutsche Bank. They were saying that they maintained their hold, but they upped their 2016 second quarter estimate to 56 cents from 51 cents. And in fact, they see upside risks on the stocks, including acceleration in top line trends. And meanwhile, Cohen pointed out that the decline in sales for July are only 2.1%, and that was better than June's 3% decline and May's 6.4%. So if you look at Urban Outfitters, up sharply, so nearly 3%, but also Macy's, Nordstrom's, the whole sector has been lifted today, Joe.
Great. And next we have EverBank Financial Corp. This is the largest Florida-based bank. It's up about 13% today. It's receiving sale interest from a potential suitor. It's been working with UBS to solicit offers from potential buyers. And really what we're seeing here is this effect of acquisition interest goosing a stock price up a little bit, maybe people trying to get ahead of any sort of announcement that may be forthcoming, pricing into the market, like I said, up about 13%, and that news was broken by our own Matthew Monks.
Let me tell you about the shares of Pandora Media, talking of potential mergers and acquisitions. The stock of Pandora Media up 5.5% today. They have hired Centerview Partners to advise on what they called strategic options. They're trying to make nice with activist investor Corvex Management LP. This all according to people familiar with the matter. Corvex is the hedge fund that is run by Keith Meister. They disclosed a 9.9% stake in Pandora in May, and they have been pushing the company to explore a sale. Once again, shares of Pandora Media up 5.5%.
Well, a nice move up for Micron Technology, the largest U.S. Memory chip maker, up as much as 9%. In fact, at the close now, up 6%. 6%, so off the highs. But it took steps to make a takeover more difficult. Its board of directors adopted a poison pill. Of course, this is a rights issues that would be triggered if an individual or group acquires 4.99% or more of the company's outstanding stock. And this has rekindled speculation that the company could be a takeover target, an acquirer from China or Intel, which has a joint venture with Micron, would be the most likely buyers, according to our Bloomberg story. An offer from either wouldn't be straightforward and is unlikely to happen anytime soon, according to Cowen and Company.
Well, I'll tell you about the shares of Gilead. They are down 1.5% in after-hours trading. This comes after the company reports second-quarter results that exceeded analyst estimates. Their earnings per share of $3.08 versus estimates of $3.02. We'll be watching more for details of Gilead. Also, we'll be getting results from Las Vegas Sands, Express Scripts, and Texas Instruments. All right, it's time now for the Volatility Index Report. It is brought to you by CBOE VIX Options and Futures. Volatility can be harnessed with CBOE VIX Options and Futures. See disclosures, learn more at cboe.com/powerful-outcomes-VIX. Now, the VIX moved higher today. It was up more than 8.5%. The VIX higher by 1.03. It settled at 13.05. And I'm going to be taking a line from Randy Frederick, who is the Managing Director of Trading and Derivatives at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. He was speaking with Carol Masser earlier today on Bloomberg Radio, and he was talking about how the decline that happened in the VIX today following the 12 noon period bodes well for a bounce in the S&P 500 tomorrow.
The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love, and that applies to Joe Scioli's stock of the day as well.
Yeah, so this is E-Trade Financial. What they did is they bought for $725 million in cash this company, Aperture New Holdings, Inc., otherwise known as the parent of Options House, which is a Chicago-based options brokerage. And what we're seeing here is the company most well-known for its talking baby ad campaign, going for the derivatives investor, people that might want to dabble in some easy trading of options and derivative contracts. And what it does is it expands that subscriber base for E-Trade. Options House, before the acquisition, had about 150,000 customer accounts with over $3 billion in customer assets. So looking for a little synergy there.
Thanks very much. Joe Scioli, Bloomberg Stocks reporter, giving us his stock of the day. This is Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes. This is Bloomberg.
Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by New York Community Bank. Ask about their My Community Interest Checking with free New York Community Bank online and mobile banking. Earn more, get more. Visit mynycb.com for details.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.